Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I really am doing AudioMo catch up. This will be AudioMo number. What are we on the 6th?
Five.
Are we? No, it's not the 5th.
We're on the 6th now.
6th of July. So I'm going to call it 6A, I think, or 6B. But I'll decide because I think I owe you two. I didn't do one yesterday and I'll try and do one tonight, but if not, it'll be tomorrow. So this is going to be 6A, sort of. Or maybe I'll just lie and say it's the 5th. Yeah, okay, this is AudioMo day 5. I'm going to start again.
It's number 5, not day 5.
That's what I meant. Yeah, good point. Okay, all right, I'm glad we sorted that out. Okay, well, I'm going to huddle in here because I'm not really nervous, but, you know, because I don't kind of do nervous that much, but today it's a big day because I'm going to officially, well, you know, sort of, meet the Clarence.
These are the people who spawned me, so you know, make of that what you will.
Meet the Clarence. And basically, they phoned up this morning and said, texted you and said, what? Shame you can't.
She texted me and said, are you at the seaside? You could have come for a braai.
Could have come for a braai.
A braai, for anyone who doesn't know, is what the South Africans call a barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing this braai malarkey. And I said, well, we could go up.
And I went, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, yeah, but no, but yeah, but yeah, but no, but yeah, okay then. So that's where we are now. We're on a train up to Swindon to go and see the parents. I met Mum and Dad briefly 2 weeks ago, but it literally was for like 10 minutes. But now I'm going to meet like sister and the kids and her kids, sorry, and Malarkey. So this is like the pre sort of visit, and then obviously I can talk a bit about what happened and how it went and whatever. I might record a bit and see what happens. We'll see.
So
we'll see.
If we don't hear from you again. No, it didn't go well.
Yeah, it's a shame you can't have auto post.
It is, isn't it?
But yeah. So I'll speak to you all soon. And I'll
report back.
Yeah, sorry, I had a big wad of coke gas come up then and yeah, well, let it go.
Do we need to know about?
Well, no, I'm just saying that people would wonder why there was a pause in my audio, but that was why. I was saying I have a little bit of a gastrointestinal air problem. But anyway, that's sorted. And I'll speak to you all on the other side of this. I could be a very different man, who knows, when I get back. But I think it'll be all right. What do you think?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine, okay.
You're with me, so it's all cool.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sort of conversant. I can string a few words together and wax lyrical about life, the universe and everything. So all right then, in a bit. Then I go, bye. Okay, so it's 24 hours pretty much since I did the first part of this boo.
You've just recovered.
No, I haven't just recovered. I met the Clarence. I'm calling it Meet the Clarence, which is Claire's parents, clearly. And yeah, it was good. It was very good. And I'm trying to think, so we ended up in first class on the train. I think we didn't we talk about
it?
We were underwhelmed, even though obviously we didn't pay a first class ticket. But she moved us, bless her. She moved us to another, well, pretty much said we could move, should I say, to another carriage, another first class carriage, because the one we were in was boiling hot. Yes, that was that. And the assistance was good both ways, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so we ended up in Swindon and got picked up at the station. And I did meet everybody. Well, met Mum, Dad, and briefly the Sarah's, Claire's sister's kids. And yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And a braai.
We did have a braai.
And a braai, y'all.
Yeah, Boerewors, which is like sausage.
What's it called?
Boerewors.
Boerewors.
But it's not, that particular Boerewors didn't live up to the...
No, it was really weird hearing people with Swindon accents waxing lyrical about African culture. It's like, well, how do you know what you're on about? And then suddenly you realise, oh, yeah, because you live there. And you sort of keep forgetting because they're all... Well, one side they got really strong accents, but...
And then I made a discovery because I don't know if anybody heard my... Anybody who follows me heard my news boo last week when I was talking about news and I was saying that I was in the news of the world because my dad was stuck out in Saudi Arabia when I was a child, and he said, we were talking about this on some level, and I can't remember why.
But he got stranded for a long time.
Oh, he was stuck out there for 9 months, yeah.
Because?
And then, because this bloke got murdered and they took away all the passports of these people. And how many people did he say? It was a lot, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, because they were working on a insulation there, weren't they?
Construction site. And he was saying that one day they had a new manager and he refused to go in because they changed the shifts and he refused to go in. And they said, you'll be working different shifts. And they said, well, you'll be stuck then on the rig going out to the docks. And he said, that's great. He thought to himself, that's great. And him and his mates were planning to
escape.
You get onto a boat, yeah. And I had no idea all this stuff went on.
They didn't actually need to in the end, though, did they?
They didn't know because they were let go. I mean, they weren't trapped. They were, no. Just couldn't leave the country. But they were eventually allowed to leave.
So we learned that. What else did we learn? I'd never had that boat.
It's okay, you can kind of go two and a half hours across London.
And
back again for a barbecue.
Yeah. With
two dogs. And
yeah. Yeah, actually, that was fun. So we had both.
We didn't get back till late, though, to be fair.
No, we didn't, but there was delays, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was an automated delay, and he said, this train is delayed due to, and then it was disruptive passengers on the preceding service, or whatever. It's like you're thinking you're being told all this information by a computer now. Like, how does it bloody know? Anyway, that's nothing to do with the parents. But I think it fared pretty well, to be honest. I think it was all right. And I think there will be other further plans afoot, I would imagine. We're going to do some music things, but your dad got his guitar out, didn't he? And you had a little sing-song for a little while. And then he's playing some of the African music and stuff, and it was wicked. It was just, I just could have this stuff.
He does have, yeah. Well, I will at some point put some of that up. He has a fairly unique music collection.
But it's it's quite a contradiction though in terms, because he's into sort of country and stuff, isn't he? And as well as
I've grown up with this
stuff. African music, and just seeing these people, as I said, that to all intents and purposes, you would think, yeah, you're from Swindon, just average Joe's from Swindon, but actually they're not. They have this story. His whole story, as to you, of talking about, like, so, you know, living in South Africa and all this business. And, it was really cool. You know, because, like, everyone would be talking and then suddenly there'll be a reference to Africa. Like Sarah, who would be the least person, I would think, oh, yeah, she's sort of into all sort of things Africa, and then suddenly sort of wax lyrical about something or a particular song she starts singing. I'm going, oh, yeah. I like that. I like that sort of angle that some people have. I like the uniquenesses. Of course, it isn't unique to have lived in another country, but it's rare or unusual. So, do you think what anything else we can say there, honey? Do you think I did all right?
Did
all right. Yeah. Well, we all finished up with Bailey's in our coffee. I had a cup of tea as well. There's Bailey's in my coffee. And, it was all good. So anyway, that's that. Meet the Clarence. It's been and gone and done, and it was cool. And
lived to tell the tale.
The dogs and us got back safely. Assistance was good.
They're both my dogs, just for
yes, me. Yes, they are. We did walk into, slap bang into the middle of the exiting crowds from the Rolling Stones.
I was going to try and record, but the assistants came, so I didn't have time. There were all these people, because we went to Victoria, because we could go on the Circle Line round to Victoria, which was the best way to go at that time, and that meant we didn't have to mess about with escalators and things. So we went to Victoria, and all these people coming out, apparently the Rolling Stones were at Hyde Park, and the tickets were like £400 each. Who pays £400 for a ticket to go to a concert? Is there anyone you would pay £400 to go and see?
That could be another boo.
Well, it could.
But no, there is. I don't think there is. £400 to go and see.
No.
There isn't. Are you telling me no? Or are you asking me no?
No, I don't know who you would, but I certainly would.
I don't think there is. No. I really don't think there is. Wouldn't even go and see Andy Murray, who's just won the tennis. I mean, I don't give a stuff. You do. You're a bit more. You were trying to explain the rules. I hadn't got a clue. She might have been speaking Afrikaans.
No,
quite honest.
Let me explain.
She might have been, och ja, och, 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 bang, bing, bing, tennis, bang, bang, what?
Oh, rubbish, let me explain.
Points. No, I'm going to go.
It's like the offside rule in football. You have to understand.
I wouldn't have a clue.
You understand the offside rule?
They danced it in the full Monty. They couldn't get this dance thing right, and they just said it's like the offside trap. And then they all understood what the dance was meant to be.
Oh,
yeah. I have no idea. Yeah, someone traps you into being offside. Anyway, that's deviating. I have other booze to put up because I'm behind with my booze.
So am I.
So we'll be catching up. I have some other ones. I did the Independence Day one for America, and I've got another American one to put up that was meant to be that one, but it will have to be something else. But anyway, no one seems to have overly noticed, so it's fine. I shall just do this in isolation because it's something I've committed to doing if necessary. So bye, everybody, and thanks for listening if you have. And, well, yeah, I hope you find something more interesting if you haven't. Bye-bye.